On the line with us, biblical counselor, clinical psychologist, Dr. Jack Fiennes. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay, but if there's one thing I'm hearing from a lot of folks these days, it's the news that's going on around the world. People are rather unsettled. Here we have another military action going on top of the continued coverage of Japan in the aftermath of the earthquake and tsunami, and now dealing with their nuclear problems. Do you hear that from patients?
Oh, we hear that all the time, yeah. In fact, this is probably one of the more settling months, if you will. If you take the last 4 to 6 weeks, we've had all kinds of things from gas prices going up to home not selling to Japan, basically moving closer to the United States, and all the nuclear activity over there, and things unsettled still in Afghanistan, and now things are going wild in Libya, and they went wild in Egypt, they went wild in Tunisia. It almost sounds like, what's that, Matthew 28, there's going to be wars and rumors of wars and earthquakes in diverse places, and I mean, there's a lot of things going on this past month, and a lot of people are nervous about these things.
And does the news influence our moods?
Oh, without question, because you really cannot watch anything. Albert Bandura showed that years ago. Whatever you watch, whatever you see, whatever you participate in will be part of your life. You cannot be just completely objective and watch all this terrible destruction and terrible shifting and tension and all that, and then not be shifted in yourself.
Pastor Dieterding, do you hear that kind of talk from your parishioners, that they're upset over all the bad news that's going on around the world?
Well, you know, it's been very obvious that we've had some very major things happening here as far as natural disasters around the world. Everything from the tsunami down there in the Indonesia area, down to even Katrina here in Haiti, and now we have this. I mean, it's pretty amazing. It's hard for I think all of us to remember these major natural disasters happening so close together. It just causes you to think more and more about what Christ shared with us about what's going to be happening in these last days. And it does start to shake you up, and it also is a reminder too that that the truth is truly bearing down on us in the forms of these natural disasters as well.
Do you think over the short term, at least, it'll bring some people back to church?
You want to believe that, because you want answers, and there's no answers to a lot of this, and so people are looking and they're searching. This is a good time to bring the help that they need. You always come with the physical help, and right behind that, and together with that, is the spiritual help that comes as well, because they're looking for answers right now. This is a great time for the church to be going out, reaching out, and bringing that wonderful gospel to the people.
Meanwhile, Dr. Fiennes, I know you don't write prescriptions. You're a psychologist, but are more and more people seeking mood-enhancing drugs from their doctors?
Well, I think there's a lot of people doing that. I also think there's a lot of people seeking mood-enhancing substances on their own, from beer and wine and other things. I think they're terrified and over-the-counter type things. I think they're terrified of what's going on out there. My suggestion is that they may spend more time with their pastor, like Pastor Dieterding, and spend a little less time watching some of the media outlets that continuously 24/7. So inch by inch and second by second, everything that's going on the landscape that the media is focused on that day, whether it be Japan or Libya or Afghanistan or Tunisia or, whatever the other issue is going on, stock market, et cetera. I think people need to segment themselves so that they maybe give themselves maybe 20 minutes or a half an hour of air time, if you will, or news time, but do not follow it 24/7 on Twitter or Facebook, or for that matter on emails, where they're looking at everything that's going on every moment of the day. I mean, we've had wars and earthquakes and disasters before, from the San Francisco earthquake of whatever, 1906, to the Chicago burning in 1870, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And there were many battles during the Civil War when literally thousands of people died in a day. The difference is we didn't have media there continuously slugging it out with us, giving us a moment-by-moment statements, and I think people need to get unaddicted, unaddicted to the media rage that's out there, and that's what's really going on. We have a media rage, an addiction to the media rage, and that's really causing the development of some of these bad emotions out there.
Mm. Dr. Fiennes, you studied folks' behavior, and I'm just so amazed by the behavior of the Japanese people, even though they're not Christian. Less than 2% are Christian. They behave very Christ-like to each other.
Well, you've got to understand the science, that one of the things we've studied a lot is the cultural, cross-cultural differences in people. The Japanese society is a very, what we call a very leveling society. They do not, they promote evenness between people. They do not promote people being stepping out on their own. They promote everybody to be regular, normative, and very similar harmonically to each other. And that is a cultural ethic that they have. That's why, you know, their achievements are seen in terms of groups rather than individuals. And so we, even though they're not Christian per se, they appear to be unwavered by this, and they also appear to be very, very, you know, helping their neighbor, because that's the ethic that they've had, I would imagine, at least for, in our research, at least for a couple hundred years.
Mm. Any other observations over the past week, Dr. Fiennes?
I think that, again, I think what we need to do is say, just because they're not Christian doesn't mean that we shouldn't help them understand that, and when I thoroughly agree with the mission focus, that whatever we can get to Japan on, for Christ is important. And Pastor Dieterding was referring to people going back to church. I think we missed some of the cross-cultural emphasis of something else. When the Korean War developed 60 years ago, before the Korean War, there were almost no Christians in Korea. After the Korean War, it was at the time one of the most widely Christianized areas, and now there's Korean Presbyterian churches and Korean Christian churches. It really changed, and a huge percentage of Koreans are Christian. I think this gives us a marvelous opportunity to get our message to the people of Japan and that area, and that even though they may, their society itself may be very giving and very smooth and very level, that there's a personal, not just a societal, but a personal Jesus, a personal Lord, a personal God that cares for them and that's out there redeeming them and can save them in all times of crisis. I think that message, whatever we can do to beam that message to them, that's very important.
Mm. Pastor Dieterding, your observations over the past week.
Yeah, I ditto a lot of what he's saying because, you know, it's very true. In fact, I was thinking about mentioning that earlier when he was talking about the media, how we're just, you know, lambasted, really, by the media. We're just saturated by it. And so, you know, and that's a good question. You know, has there been this many natural disasters this close together in the past and we just don't know about all of them, or we just heard about them, or they're out there and we just didn't know about them collectively as a community? Now, because now we've got cameras everywhere around the world. We can get anywhere within just minutes, sometimes seconds, of when things have happened. So, yeah, things are so much more embellished and blown up and brought to our attention immediately that you know, they can do all these events, all the major events that are going on, everything from the war in Libya to the uprising in Egypt to this disaster that's happened out in Japan. I mean, they can just continue to go from one disaster and military conflict to another. You know, I mean, it's amazing.
And it can be a little overwhelming, too.
It absolutely, and it can be extremely overwhelming. I know that I'm not sure if I totally agree with the other side of the coin, and that is, well, then let's cut ourselves off from all news. Let's just not watch the news anymore on television. And we have a lot of people in our congregation that do that, basically, because they're just tired of hearing it all. And it is depressing, and it does bring you down, and it brings your spirit down. And so that's an answer to a lot of the people here, and I tell them you know, we still need to be able to know what's going on in our world so we can continue to offer up prayers where the Holy Spirit can move in and change the lives of people.
Dr. Fiennes, has the pace of life accelerated due to modern technology?
Oh, I think the pace of life has accelerated 20, 30-fold, whatever it was starting out with. I think back in the 50s when, you know, the price of gas was 25 cents a gallon or less, and and you watch Father Knows Best on TV and listen to Bandstand on the weekend, I think that the life is clearly accelerated. When now kids on Facebook are picking up, you know, I didn't realize that you could watch media stuff on Facebook from the Chicago Tribune or this one or that one or CNN, whatever. And I think that I think that's the problem. We're too revved up right now. I think that I do agree we have to have some respect and knowledge of the news and so we can pray for people and know what's going on. But I think there's a fine line between knowledge and addiction. And I think when we use this moment to be addicted to news versus knowledgeable on news, that's the question we all have to ask. The other thing you gotta realize, our society itself, the people, the audience of all this media that we're talking about, they themselves, we Americans, have gone through trauma ourselves. Some people say up to 17% of us were unemployed in the past 2 years, maybe higher, maybe lower. Our house value has plummeted, and now the price of gas is almost $4 a gallon. So what's happening is people are scared to death. They're not only seeing all these international crises, and of course we had Katrina and stuff here, but people are terrified and very sensitized to the fact that next month they may be let go from work again because the price of fuel is too high. They may not be able to afford to pay this. You wouldn't believe the number of people that are coming in my office now telling me I can't afford to pay my taxes because they just don't have enough money with the gas prices and the natural gas prices and this and that and the other thing. They're terrified. So you've got an already sensitized and already terrified population from their own personal experiences for the past 2 to 3 years here in the United States. Then you add on all this addiction, this media with all the stuff going on out there. It's a very, very bad, bad poison.
Are you seeing more patients?
Yes.
So your business is picking up. And Pastor Dieterding, do you consider your church to be a comfort zone for folks?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, you have to be able to come and be able to talk with a pastor, and especially during times of trial, especially whenever you've lost your job or you feel that you're trapped in a job and you can't get out because there's no other jobs out there available to you. I've talked with a number of parishioners here, and just the fact that, you know, we come to gather as a worship community to get our rest in the Lord, and we're resting away from all of these stresses and all the everyday battles that we have to fight inside over the phobias that were just mentioned here. And you know, I it's really wonderful to listen to Jack Vines to talk about how all of the different factors are playing in here, everything from the high gas prices to you know, to just trying to make it from day to day, hoping that you're not going to be foreclosed on with your house, that you can hold on to your job. I mean, there's a whole lot more going on even there as well. So not only do we have it in our homes, it goes all the way out to the world, and it is. I can see that it's having an impact on the people here. However, we also happen to live in a community here that's pretty stable yet, so we're not really experiencing a lot of what I'm seeing and what we're seeing actually in the cities around our country. And, you know, we continue to pray for those people. Actually, we're receiving people from the cities that are coming into this area and hoping for jobs. And they're trying to at least manage while they're here. So we're getting more people that way as well. So.
Dr. Fiennes, I always remind myself when I get anxious to just take it one day at a time.
I think I get a kick out of you talking about the church being a comfort zone. I think there's a lot of places out there like fire stations, fire department stations, that have that little sign on, they say safe house or safe place. I think that we have a cross on our churches many times, but people don't look at it as a safe house for the community, but churches really are the safe house, not only spiritually, but emotionally for the community. I think that take it one day at a time, and I think, you know, there was a whole bunch of other people in troubled times out there and in the history, and there's a guy like named David, and he was having a hard time with a guy named Saul and getting chased around, and he didn't necessarily have tsunamis, but he did have a lot of problems. He wrote a thing called the Psalms, and wrote a lot of the Psalms, and the guy named Paul, and he was getting beaten up all the time and thrown out of cities, and he wrote a thing called Romans 8. There's a number of things that you're going to take the strategy of a day at a time, and that's perfectly fine. My suggestion is you also take the word a day at a time and take a look at some of these things. If you're getting worried or bugged and you got that media thing going or the gasoline price thing going. Read a psalm a day. Take a, you know, there's a lot of joyous psalms in them. There's also a lot of psalms that talk about, you know, the troubles of life and how God responds to them. Take a look at Romans 8. Take a look, though, what I get a kick out of is the Beatitudes, because everybody talks about the blessings and the Beatitudes, the Sermon on the Mount. I actually like to call those things the Destitudes, because if you take a look at them, they're basically forecasting this kind of stuff going on. You know, you're not going to be loved, you're going to be persecuted, you're going to have rough times. But in the final analysis, here's the Lord's Prayer when you want to talk to God about what's going on. Mm-hmm. If you're bothered by the media, if you're bothered by the gas price, if you're bothered by issues, go to Pastor Dietering's church, the Safe House, and say the Lord's Prayer at home and read a psalm.
There you go. Biblical counselor and clinical psychologist Dr. Jack Fiennes, thank you.